You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sports book out there if you love to bet on all things sports. We'll talk about that here a little bit later in the show, but obviously this is your host, Cody Rourke, writer over Predominantly Orange, NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos nationally. You can follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL, and follow the show on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos. Obviously, a lot of news in the last 24 hours regarding the Denver Broncos. We're going to talk about it. Obviously, first up, allegations made against Emmanuel Sanders. A report released yesterday stating the fact that Emmanuel Sanders will avoid being charged for felony 2 sexual assault, something we didn't see coming. We'll talk about that. And obviously, the Denver Broncos expected to move on from Trevor Siemian and Brock Osweiler this offseason. We'll talk about that and what that means going forward for the Denver Broncos, as well as a report that I seen where it suggested that the Denver Broncos might be placing Aqib Talib on the trade block. We'll talk about why I don't like that and why I don't believe it here in, obviously, today's show, Locked On Broncos. I hope you've all had a wonderful week. We're getting back into full swing of things over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, be sure to check out Adam Mata's over at Denver Stiff's Locked On Nuggets. He brings you the latest daily news regarding the Denver Nuggets across the National Basketball Association, and Matt Williamson at Locked On NFL. Matt does a tremendous job of talking about the NFL's best storylines. Obviously, this week is Tom Brady's hand, the injury. Is it mind games? Probably. We're used to seeing that with Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots regime. They like to play a lot of mind games with their opponent. I wouldn't really read anything too far into it, but I guarantee you we're going to see Tom Brady this weekend, and I guarantee you the first play of the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's going to throw it. He's going to unload it, I guarantee you. So they're going to test the secondary. Tom Brady's going to test Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Boy, and obviously Sean Gibson, and the Jaguars' stifling defense. The Jaguars have to get to Tom Brady in order to be able to have some success in this game. I look forward to it. Obviously, we're almost there. We're just a week away, or actually 2 days away, pretty much, from knowing who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl in Minnesota. So that's going to be very exciting. We'll cover the matchups next week, obviously, alongside with whatever Broncos news we are made aware of. But obviously, let's dive into our first segment. Now, when I read about the Emmanuel Sanders news, I wasn't sure where this came from, but TMZ released a report yesterday saying that Emmanuel Sanders would be off the hook in a felony sexual assault case. Now, This is questionable. Apparently, the incident happened June 15th, 2017, and I'm not exactly sure why we haven't heard of anything until now, and I think the Denver Broncos are thinking about the same thing, but the Denver Broncos released a statement stating that they've seen the report and that they're looking into it. Now, at this point, he was accused of sexual assault back in his hometown where he went to high school, but it was classified as a felony 2 sexual assault, and that's a pretty serious indictment, obviously, if that were the charges. That's something, that is very inexcusable. You know, the fact that we even have to have this conversation about sexual assault and professional athletes is ridiculous. It really is. It just goes to show that right now, I think the Denver Broncos have to do something about this, whether it was true, whether it happened, or whether it didn't happen. But it's bad publicity, bad heat, and you can't have it. You absolutely can't have it. So I'm not saying the Broncos should get rid of Emmanuel Sanders, but I'm saying that he shouldn't be around because he's become a headache. This is just my opinion. You know, Emmanuel Sanders is a phenomenal wide receiver, a phenomenal athlete, but you cannot have these types of headlines. Last year, the Denver Broncos dealt with the fact that apparently Emmanuel Sanders skipped practice to party up in Houston, according to Emmanuel Sanders' mother of his children. That's what we heard last year. So Emmanuel Sanders is on the receiving end 2 years in a row of rumors and obviously bad publicity, and you just can't have that. From a PR standpoint, Emmanuel Sanders is a PR nightmare right now. This is the kind of thing right now, especially with the NFL, especially with the type of culture that we have as a society now, where it's just it's portrayed this kind of acceptance towards you can say anything you want or do anything you want without consequences, and it's unfortunate. We've gotten very lost in that regard. So I'm eager to hear your thoughts. Tell me what you think about the Emmanuel Sanders report. Obviously, I don't want to go too much into it until I figure out what the Denver Broncos have to say about it, but obviously very concerning. Very concerning from a moral standpoint. Emmanuel Sanders, phenomenal wide receiver, but if this news is true, if there's any kind of truth into any of these claims, it's very concerning, and you have to move on. You can't have this as something that represents your team, your community, and obviously the NFL. So we'll look into that. I'm sure the NFL is going to look into it as well, but it's definitely something you really can't bargain with. You can't let slide. And obviously right now we're just sitting here and we're waiting for a comment from the Denver Broncos or a comment from Emmanuel Sanders, somebody to clarify what's going on. But as of right now, we have radio silence, and you know what? We'll update you as soon as we find out more. But tweet me your thoughts at Kelly Rourke NFL, what you think of the Emmanuel Sanders report that was released yesterday by TMZ. So another news point that the Denver Broncos really indicated was that we will not see Brock Osweiler in a Denver Bronco uniform next year. So apparently the plan is to be that the Denver Broncos will not pursue Brock Osweiler as he hits free agency. Now, Mike Kliss of the Denver News obviously said that they'll let him walk and they won't re-sign him this offseason, which I guess is okay. You know, Brock Osweiler, want to thank you for what you've done for the Denver Broncos. You know, this year stepping up. You stepped up when there was a lot of questions going on, and you look good, and you know, in different spurts, you had your struggles, but the entire team had its struggles. So I want to thank Brock Osweiler for his service as a Denver Bronco. I wish him the best in his career, but obviously the Denver Broncos are going to move forward without Brock Osweiler. Now, Troy Rank also indicated that Trevor Siemian is also on his way out. The Denver Broncos may look to trade Trevor Siemian somehow. Now, you have to wonder, what kind of value does Trevor Siemian have? I think he has a little bit of value to get you something, maybe a second or third round, fourth round draft pick. You never know. Good leverage. We could see a draft day trade, but the Denver Broncos are evident to be moving forward with their quarterback direction. And the two quarterbacks that are remaining on the roster, obviously Paxton Lynch, drafted as the first round draft pick back in 2016. And then you have Chad Kelly, who pretty much hasn't seen the field at all for the Denver Broncos, had that hand injury. Now, I don't know what role Chad Kelly's going to play for the Denver Broncos going forward. He could be a practice squad guy, or he could be let go as early as after the draft or a free agency. We'll have to see, but the Denver Broncos are evident to be moving forward, trying to secure a quarterback, whether that be Kirk Cousins or another veteran free agent type quarterback out there. Could be Teddy Bridgewater, for example. Not sure. We'll have to see, but obviously him being inactive for the Minnesota Vikings and them activating Sam Bradford over him is a big indicator we probably won't see Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota anymore. So that opens him up as a potential candidate for the Denver Broncos. And obviously, there are some quarterback prospects in the draft. I think Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield are two quarterbacks that the Denver Broncos could choose at the fifth pick of the NFL draft, unless they decide to move up. I know the New York Jets are trying to move up to try to be able to get a quarterback. I imagine if they do move up, you could see them taking Rosen or Darnold or even Baker Mayfield. But I have a feeling they're going to go with Minkah Fitzpatrick if they get the opportunity to down there in New York. So those are things we're going to have to keep monitoring. I'd like to see, obviously, Baker Mayfield. I'd like to see Kirk Cousins. I'd like to see them develop. Now, I think when you bring those guys on the roster, you know, you can't have four quarterbacks on the roster. You really can't. And I think that's where we probably see either a guy, if Paxton Lynch can't compete in training camp this year against a Baker Mayfield or a Kirk Cousins, if the Denver Broncos hypothetically have both, or even a second round pick in Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State, he could be a guy that provides you with a kind of flashing combination of potential and upside, especially developing behind a leader, behind a veteran, if you do get a Kirk Cousins or a Teddy Bridgewater. So that would be interesting to see as well. Before we dive into the Aqib Talib potentially being put on the trade block, according to Mike Klisch report, we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about MyBookie.ag. Now, MyBookie.ag is the best premier sports book out there. The NFL playoffs are here. It's AFC, NFC Championship weekend. And I want to tell you guys about MyBookie.ag. It's the number one rated online sports book. With your fantasy football season over, the only way to use your sports knowledge to win cash is by betting at MyBookie.ag. It's a sports book that makes it so easy to deposit, and it's even easier to cash out on your winnings fast. When you win, you receive your winnings within 48 hours, and that's important. So they have odds on everything, live betting, and an all-new prop builder, which allows you to create your own bet slips, and you get to bet how you want. If you want to bet that the Minnesota Vikings will beat the Philadelphia Eagles by 5 points this weekend, well, why not bet at it at mybookie.ag and put your money where your mouth is? You can bet from your desktop, your tablet, or on their world-class mobile site that lets you bet anywhere, anytime. And the best thing about it is MyBookie offers the fastest, no-hassle payouts when you win. So join right now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code LOCKEDON when you make your account. Now visit MyBookie.ag today and bet on the internet's favorite sportsbook where you play, you win, and you get paid. MyBookie.ag. So diving into the Aqib Talib news, I really want to take some time to talk about this because you guys, if you guys have listened to the show, which I know I have a lot of avid listeners that listen constantly and tweet me, and I appreciate you guys because realistically, you guys help me find things to talk about. I like hearing what you guys want to hear about. So we talk about it here on Locked On Broncos. And obviously a big thing for the Denver Broncos is Aqib Talib. Now, Mike Kliss went on, you know, Orange and Blue 760 this week and said that he's been saying all along that Aqib Talib is most definitely gone from the Denver Broncos and that they would be placing him on the trade block. Now, I don't get it. I don't understand this. You know, I understand if defensively you are trying to maybe offset a guy just so you can free up some cap space to bring in an offensive guy like Kirk Cousins or somebody along the lines of that. But I think you have to really look at things from a logistics standpoint here. You want to get better at one position by downgrading and offsetting a guy that is very good at another position. I just don't think that's smart football in the National Football League. The Denver Broncos are very, very lucky. They're very fortunate. Let's take a look at Seattle's defensive backfield. Okay, you have Richard Sherman, obviously, Jeremy Lane, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. You get rid of one of those guys. If one of those guys were to go, if Cam Chancellor was gone or if Richard Sherman was not on the Seahawks, they wouldn't have swagger. They wouldn't be the team that they are defensively. And they weren't the team they were defensively. When Richard Sherman tore his Achilles this year, the Seattle Seahawks secondary plummeted. When Cam Chancellor was banged up and wasn't able to play, their defensive production plummeted. If I remember correctly, they got blown out by the Los Angeles Rams by 40-plus points at home. So, I'm sorry. We've seen what the Denver Broncos are like without Aqib Talib. You have some young guys that still need a couple more years to develop. And learning under Aqib Talib is the best insurance possible for those young guys that are on the roster. The Marcus Rioses and obviously the Brennan Langleys of the Denver Broncos. Aqib Talib got ejected from the Oakland Raiders game. And at that point, Brennan Langley got thrown into the fire. And he struggled. He struggled. A lack of experience against a guy like Amari Cooper, a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson on a 4th and 10, which, you know, if you get a stop there, well, obviously the Denver Broncos have a big, big chance to try to win the game against the Raiders in that game on the comeback. But Brennan Langley struggled. Look at the Denver Broncos. You have Chris Harris, who usually lines up on the inside cover and the slot guys. He's a versatile cornerback, can cover inside, can cover outside, lines up against the speediest threat that the Denver Broncos have to face week in and week out. Okay, you have Bradley Roby on the outside, opposite of Aqib Talib. Bradley Roby's a pretty damn good corner. He struggled this year in a couple games in spurts, but Bradley Roby is a phenomenal corner that could easily be a number one or a number two cornerback on at least 25 teams in the National Football League right now, other teams. Absolutely. I firmly believe that. Go back and watch the film. Okay, the Denver Broncos secondary gave up some plays this year, but when you go through there, it was usually involved with a miscommunication. Now, go back and watch the film against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, with the one where Bradley Roby was playing the sticks on the outside, film all week indicated that the Cincinnati Bengals on a third and a five were going to run an out route or outside sit to the sticks on the outside. Instead, the receiver ran a go. That happens. That's the National Football League. Even the best corners get got. Look at A.J. Boye's coverage on Antonio Brown last week in the playoffs. Phenomenal coverage. Big Ben placed it perfectly. And then obviously a guy like Antonio Brown made phenomenal catches. It reminds me of when Chris Harris Jr. played against Antonio Brown. Now, Chris Harris Jr. got beat over the top on one, but a lot of Chris Harris Jr.'s coverage on Antonio Brown in their first matchup in 2015, obviously Antonio Brown didn't play in the divisional playoff game that year due to concussion injury, obviously. But when we look at the statistics, we look at the game film, which is the most important thing. The game film doesn't lie. Aqib Talib is such a strong asset on the Denver Broncos, you can't let him go. I'm sorry. You keep Aqib Talib on the roster, and you help him mentor the younger guys. Aqib Talib is a leader. Aqib Talib knows his football. If you listen to the Vic Lombardi show during the season every week, Aqib Talib is telling you the anatomy of a play. He's telling you based on what formation, what they're going to do. And I tell you what, he's a very smart football mind. He knows what he's talking about. That's why he is such an elite cornerback in the National Football League. So, the Denver Broncos have one off year, and now all of a sudden we need to part ways with Aqib Talib. I think that's blasphemous. I think that's crazy. Aqib Talib, yeah, you know what? Often controversial. I love it. I want that on my team. As a former cornerback, I'm sorry. I played opposite of a guy that reminded me a lot of Aqib Talib. And I tell you what, man, it motivated me. You ask any of those defensive guys on the Denver Broncos, go ahead, ask them. What does Aqib Talib's presence on the field mean to you guys as players? He's a leader. He leads by example. He's controversial. He's outspoken. And he's gritty. And I want that in a cornerback in the National Football League. Okay, because guess what? The NFL is evolving to where defenses are becoming more and more limited by safety limitations to benefit the offensive side of the ball. Don't believe me? Go through all the rules. The defenseless receiver rule, ridiculous. I'm sorry, you can't slow up as a defensive back when you're trying to make a play on the ball and there happens to be a guy running there. You can't slow up. So obviously now players are getting fined. Players are getting suspended for hits for doing what they are naturally born to do at that position in a game where that is the necessary element to succeed in the game, in the National Football League. It's 100 miles an hour, it's a destruction derby, and it's beautiful. It's poetry in motion. Don't like it? Don't watch. Period. But Aqib Talib is a guy that brings that swagger. He brings that trash talk, and he backs it up. He doesn't just talk and then do nothing. He'll say something, he'll retaliate if somebody goes after his teammate. Last year when the Harry Douglas took a cheap shot at Chris Harris Jr.'s knees, Aqib Talib was like, I'm not accepting that. I'm not having that. And then he went after Harry Douglas. That shows that he has his teammates back. There are a lot of guys in the National Football League sometimes that you see in a skirmish like that that will do something to protect one of their own. I'm sorry, what Harry Douglas did to Chris Harris Jr. was unacceptable, and it still has me heated to this day. Now let's go to the Oakland Raiders game. It's not the Talib-Crabtree buildup. Crabtree in the previous play, cheap shot at Chris Harris Jr. Next play, Aqib Talib goes after him. I love it. I'm sorry. That's just the competitor in me. That's just the former football player in me. But I love it when guys have your back. When teammates have my back, I feel like I can do anything. It empowers you. It's very powerful. So the Denver Broncos, getting rid of Aqib Talib would be a massive mistake. Aqib Talib believes he'll be here for the Denver Broncos. Aqib Talib has said over and over again that he hopes he can retire as a Denver Bronco. I want that to be true. Aqib Talib in his interview, his last interview of the year on the Vic Lombardi show. He said, if I wasn't returning, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world. You have three corners making big money, and that's rare to have. I had conversations with our staff during our exit meetings and stuff, so it's kind of up in the air, but I wouldn't be surprised if I'm still here. And I will be highly surprised if Aqib Talib is not here with the Denver Broncos in 2018. I just don't think you'd get rid of him. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. I want to know what you guys have to think. Tweet me at CoreyWorkNFL. What are your thoughts on Aqib Talib potentially not being on the Broncos next year? I want to hear. So tweet me at CoreyWorkNFL. Also, be sure to check out my work over at predominantlyorange.com. I just did a latest article on a player to watch for the Denver Broncos in 2018. I think a good guy that I'm talking about here is safety DeMonte Thomas out of Michigan, second-year player. He will be a second-year player this year. He's impressive. He has a lot of tools, in my opinion, I think will allow him to be a very versatile contributor to the Denver Broncos defensive backfield next year, especially with Darian Stewart's age climbing up there and obviously the ability to cover guys. We could see a lot more Jamal Carter and DeMonte Thomas, but I'm very impressed with DeMonte Thomas as I am Jamal Carter. Check out my latest column over there at predominantlyorange.com. Once again, today's show was brought to you by mybookie.ag. Head on over there and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive up to a 50% deposit bonus today. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for listening. And also, I want to take the time to just thank you guys for all the support that you guys have sent to me throughout this week. As most of you know, this has been a very difficult week for me, dealing with the loss of a family member. It's been hard, still hard. But doing this, talking football with you guys, that helps me get through it. So I'm very grateful for all of you that listen to Locked On Broncos. Next week, we are back on Monday, and we're bringing the full swing of things. Obviously, AFC, NFC, divisional, not divisional, but championship recap. We're going to know who's in the Super Bowl. I'm excited. And we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, break down the matchup, and obviously make our predictions. And then that's going to be part of our Locked On Broncos contest giveaway. Stay tuned. Monday will be the full announcement for sure on the Locked On Broncos contest giveaway, where you will be able to receive a gift, Denver Broncos related, from yours truly. By just being a fan, a listener of the show, you guys make the show. I want to give it back. So, obviously, check us out Monday. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos, and leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and leave your Twitter handle on that. When you leave your Twitter handle in iTunes, it will allow you to be entered into all future Locked On Broncos contest giveaways. So that's a great thing for you right there. Locked On Podcast Network, we're bringing it to you. 2018 is going to be a big one. And obviously, the free agency part of the year is jumping ahead of us. We're close. We're getting close, and it's getting very exciting on the Denver Broncos side of things. So we'll catch you on Monday for another edition of Locked On Broncos. This is your host, Cody Rourke. Go Broncos.